Drive it hard. Swing it fast. There's no way these balls are going anywhere.
There.
That's solid. Good job.
It's baseball season, and the sound of a team from Crystal Lake at batting practice might not be totally unfamiliar, but the sight of their practice is a little more unique than any other Little League baseball diamond you would see. Shoeless Joe from Field of Dreams might ask,
"Hey, is this heaven?"
No, and it's not even Iowa. But wait, is this Wrigley Field? No, but it's Freeport, and it's Little Cubs Field, which is the closest two-scale replica of Wrigley Field you can find. At least, that's according to its owner, Denny Garkey.
But as you can see, the ivy's starting to grow on the wall. Some of the ivy is from Wrigley Field. We've got some bricks that the Cubs gave us from Wrigley Field that are behind home plate.
The field was built in 2007, but it took almost a year and a half for Garkey to lay the first brick, which, he says, is not bad. That time frame included forming a nonprofit and getting permission from the Chicago Cubs to use their logos and to actually build the replica. He thought it would take years to get that kind of authorization, but he got a call only 2 days later from the marketing director, who said it was a great idea, and the Cubs would like to help in any way they can. Which they did. They provided things like some ivy and seats from Wrigley Field, along with the dirt the teams were playing on during the Pee Wee Classic. Ed Dye is one of the coaches for a team in the Quad Cities.
It's just for fun. It's not as strict as some other tournaments can be or as tough. Well, they think like every kid, they're going to hit a home run, you know. I don't see many home runs happening with these rubber balls, but they all think they're going to do it, so I hope they do.
Wait for it. Sure enough, Dye's son Trevor and fellow teammate Andrew Christensen, both 8 years old, hit home runs minutes after Dye said that. And, like in the major leagues, both were met by their whole team at home plate to congratulate them.
How did that feel?
Good.
How good?
Really good.
Do you think you're going to do it again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Garkey still has a full-time job working from home as a fraud investigator on top of the 15 or so hours he devotes to Little Cubs Field per week. And not only does he volunteer, but about 95% of the labor that went into building this field was free. And that work even won a few bricklayers national awards.
Like,
all of them were Cubs fans? How many Cubs
fans were? No, they weren't. They were community fans. They weren't. Some of them didn't have any interest in baseball. They didn't know how many outs there were in an inning. They wanted to get involved in something that was good for their community.
And new developments on the field continue, including bleachers in the outfield, much like at Wrigley Field.
All bleacher bums welcome.
All bleacher bums welcome. In fact, for a $100 donation, you can become a bleacher bum. Your name in a plaque, your name in a small little seat plate that'll put you in the bleachers on one of the seats.
Garkey says he's already sold about 85 bleacher bum seats, and the developments also include a web camera overlooking the field 24/7, also donated by a business in the community. Since the field's groundbreaking, Garkey has been interviewed at least 100 times for his so-called crazy idea. Garkey says Little Cubs Field was made with the Little Leaguer and kid at heart in mind. I'm Katie Finlan, WNIJ News.